Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday. I hope you're having an amazing start to a new week. I'm definitely not recording this on a Monday, but I'm recording this Friday, so happy Friday to me. I'm really excited that it's Friday. So we have so many things to talk about, you guys, because this week has been so crazy. And when I mean this week, I mean the week of the 17th to the 23rd, because like on the 18th we got it, and I keep saying it ends with us, it starts with us by Colleen Hoover, and then on the same day we got King of Wrath by Anna Huang. And oh my gosh, I already read both books. If you want like a full reading vlog with a full review and like with spoilers and no spoilers, I posted a full reading vlog on my YouTube channel. So if you want to see that, it's just, you can look up my name, Isabella Jerley, and you're gonna find the video. But oh my gosh, like I just loved the books, you know. I completely loved them. I'm so happy that we got those two books. I feel like It Starts With Us was really just a book for us, for the like book talk community, for like the book community overall. And it's crazy because if we wouldn't have asked for that second book, Lily and Atlas Happy Ending, we wouldn't even be here. So it's so crazy to me, but I'm so happy that we got their happy ending. If you're kind of like hesitant, if you want to read the book, if you're not sure, I would just say, if you really liked the first book and overall just Atlas and Lily, you're gonna love It Starts With Us. I feel like I loved it even more than the first book. In the first book we get so much of Ryle that it's just not it. So this one, having like Atlas being like the literal perfect book boyfriend, and Lily and their relationship is just really cute. We get new characters, which was so amazing. But yeah, and then King of Wrath by Anna Huang, which is the first book of her new series. It was about Dante and Vivian. I loved both. I loved both characters. It's an arranged marriage with like enemies lovers. It definitely wasn't my favorite, but I did like overall enjoy it, and I'm really excited for the other ones in the series. But overall, if you guys haven't read any of these books, please, I like fully recommend them. They're so good. And you guys, like, I'm recording this October 21st, right? But oh my gosh, like, we have the new Taylor Swift album, like it literally came out today. And I've listened to it like, I don't know, like 3 times already. I feel like it's good, but the first time I listened to it, I was like, I'm not feeling it, you know, like it wasn't it for me. But then I listened to it again, and then I listened to it again, and now I'm like, I literally know the rhythm of each song. I'm liking it. I'm really liking it. So I'm just really overall happy with this entire week. So many great things, so many announcements, so many great things. So I'm really happy about that. I hope you guys had an amazing week as well. And let's get right into today's episode, because I originally was going to do a Q&A, which I did record. Don't worry, that's going up next week. But I thought it would be a great idea to give you guys some Kindle book recommendations, but Kindle Unlimited book recommendations, because I already did a Kindle Unlimited podcast episode. I don't remember if it was last year or this year, but I'm just going to do an updated one, because I was scrolling through the Kindle Unlimited library, I would say, on Amazon, and they have so many new editions, so many new authors. So I have 21 I have 21 book recommendations. And when I say recommendations, I haven't read all of these books, but these books that I'm going to tell you guys, if I haven't read them, they are books that I definitely want to read. So if they are not in my TBR, I have read them. So just overall books that caught my attention when looking through the library, the Kindle Unlimited library. I also want to explain what Kindle Unlimited is if you don't know. It's basically a service by Amazon, because we do have the Kindle and we have the Kindle app and there are the Kindle devices. So basically the Kindle is a reading device, and you can buy those devices separately, but you don't have to have the devices, which I really like, because you can actually just download the Kindle app on your phone, on your like on your tablet, iPad, whatever you want, and you can actually read from those devices. You don't actually need to buy a Kindle, so that I just feel like that's really, really great. And so the Kindle Unlimited, it's basically a service where you pay a subscription for every month, and I think it is around $9.99, so essentially $10, and you can download 20 books a month. Actually not a month, you can download 20 books and read them. And basically if you exceed the 20 books limit, you need to return one to read another one. So essentially you're basically kind of like borrowing books from Kindle and then returning them when you're finished reading them. And honestly, I've had Kindle Unlimited for a really long time, but more than a year, I think. And it has been really, really great, honestly, because they put new authors and new books, I think, like every month. And like, it's so cool because you can read the books, and if you don't have the option to buy physical books like I do, because I usually need to ship out books internationally, which costs a lot of money with the shipping, so having Kindle Unlimited is really nice. Also want to say, this is not sponsored by Kindle Unlimited or Kindle or Amazon. I wish it was, because I honestly love them. But yeah, I do actually really recommend it. It's really handy and I'm going to continue using it. So let's get started with the book recommendations. Again, I have 21, and these are just the ones that stood out for me, because there are so many great books. There are so many great books. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started. Grab a coffee and let's get started. Okay, so we're starting strong, because literally this was the first book I saw in the Kindle Unlimited section. It's Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover. I feel like Reminders of Him is one of her best books ever, best creations. Beautiful writing, beautiful story, overall just an amazing, beautiful book. Disclaimer, you're probably gonna cry. There's a really big chance that you're gonna cry, but at the end I feel like they were kind of like sad but happy tears, you know. So it just really warms my heart. It's a really heart-wrenching story, but I don't know, like, it was really special, and it was just an amazing book for me. I believe I rated this book 5 stars. Again, just amazing. And you know what? Like, I usually don't see Colleen Hoover books, the really popular ones, you know, because you do get like Colleen Hoover books on Kindle Unlimited, but usually they're the books that are not really the most popular, if you know what I mean. So Reminders of Him is definitely one of the most popular books by Colleen Hoover, so I'm really glad to see it in the Kindle Unlimited section. So yeah, we're starting off strong. If you haven't read it, I really, really recommend it. Next one, we have a book by Mariana Zapata, which I believe there are a bunch of other books by Mariana Zapata on Kindle Unlimited. I think she has most of her books on Kindle Unlimited, but the one that I'm going to talk about is When Gracie Met the Grump, which is her newest release. And I can't really say if it's good or bad, but it's like it has a 4.6 out of 5 stars rating on Amazon. So I mean, like it technically looks really good. Like 71% of people rated it 5 stars, so that is amazing. And also, like, I haven't read a Mariana Zapata book because I'm kind of scared because her books are so long, but also it's not only that her books are really long books, but they are like slow burns. Like, she is the slow burn queen. I know that, and I'm just not a really patient person, so I've always been scared to read her books because of that reason. Like, I'm so scared that I'm gonna start reading her book and I'm literally gonna get in a reading slump or something, because I just can't with really, really long slow burns. Because I can tolerate, like, I don't know, like a maximum of maybe 200 to 300 pages of slow burn, but if we top that, like I'm not sure I'm gonna get there. So, but either way, like, people love her books, so I was really glad she had her new book on Kindle Unlimited. The next one, which I'm so freaking excited for, and props to this author because it's one of the most popular series right now, and it's the Twisted series by Anna Huang. You guys know this. I absolutely love this series. This is my little favorite romance series. And there are 4 books in the series: Twisted Love, Twisted Games, Twisted Hate, and then Twisted Lies. And round of applause, because they're all on Kindle Unlimited. Like, are you serious? That's insane. Like, I love that so much. I love that. So the first book is a brother's best friend romance. The second one is a forbidden royal bodyguard romance. Third one is an enemies to lovers / enemies with benefits. You know what I mean. And the last one is a fake dating romance. And you know what? Like, I rated every single one 5 stars. Like, I love this series so much. Okay, this next one I actually do want to read. I haven't read it, but it's Better Than the Movies by Lynn Painter. And I think I saw Steph Bohr on YouTube talk about this book, I believe, or she mentioned it in one of her videos, but I really want to read this book, so I'm so glad it's on Kindle Unlimited. Like, that is so freaking cool. Next one is kind of like a mystery / suspense kind of thing, because I usually never recommend mystery or thriller books, but I do like this one. So this is 9 Perfect Strangers, which is really popular. It actually became like a Hulu series, which I watched entirely last year. I loved the series so much. But I do have a cousin, and my cousin told me that because she also loves the book and she also watched the Hulu series, and I haven't read the book, so I can't really like know the difference between the book and the series. And she did tell me that they did change up quite a few things from the book to the series, to the TV show. So just keep that in mind. But I feel like I don't know if always, but the books are always better. So definitely give it a try. This is the same author as Big Little Lies. The next one, I'm so excited that I found this one because I actually almost bought the paperback, but I didn't buy it because I was in a book buying ban overall, just not like buying things because I'm really a compulsive buyer and I'm trying to not buy things compulsively. So I bought this book and I canceled my order because I felt like, no, you're not gonna you're not going to break the ban. So yeah, basically this is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. So this is a kind of like a self-help book, self-improvement book, and it has amazing reviews. People like live by this book, and it has been really recommended from a bunch of YouTube videos that I've watched, because I was kind of like in a mood of self-help / self-improvement books. I'm still am, but I went to YouTube, as you do, and I searched for like the best self-help books, self-improvement books, and literally I think like almost all the videos had this book. So I am so freaking excited and pumped that this is on Kindle Unlimited, because I'm gonna read it like right now. Literally, I'm gonna read it like today. I just can't wait. Okay, so I definitely recommend for like self-help books, because it's just, I don't know, like it has so many amazing reviews. Okay, next one that I have here is To Kill a Kingdom. And I know this is not a popular book anymore. Like, it was a popular book last year, but either way I wanted to mention it because it's a fantasy book and there aren't many fantasy books in the recommendations that I have here, so I wanted to mention it. I actually have the paperback, but I haven't gotten around to it. Maybe I'm gonna read it for my TBR series if I randomly pick it up, but I don't know. But I just wanted to mention it for you guys to read. Okay, next one is also by Colleen Hoover, and it's her book Too Late, which I'm also kind of scared of reading, but I know a lot of you guys have told me that Too Late is one of her best books, so I'm gonna trust you guys, and I'm someday gonna read the book, someday, I promise, someday. I don't even have the paperback, but it's on Kindle Unlimited, though, so that is amazing that it's on Kindle Unlimited. Okay, next one. I am so freaking excited for this one because I literally just finished the first book in the series. So this is the Kingmaker series by Sophie Lark. Sophie Lark writes mafia romance, like dark romance. And at the beginning of this year, I read her entire series, the Brutal Birthright series that I've talked about before. And basically, the Kingmaker series is I'm not sure if it's a spinoff. It's just a new series of the kids from the couples of the Brutal Birthright series. So it's just, it continues, you know, it continues. So the entire series is on Kindle Unlimited. Like, I can't believe that, honestly. That's so amazing. And I already read the first book, which is The Heir, and that one is about Leo Gallo, which is the son and heir of a couple in the Brutal Birthright series. So it's all really connected, so please read the first series in order to read this one, but I just wanted to mention it. Next series, you guys, next series. This is also the first book in the series. I also read it recently, and this series is the Edens series by Daphne Perry. I read the first one, which is Indigo Ridge, and it became like really popular. I believe like Larry Reads on TikTok and on YouTube, she literally made this book really popular. I feel like she made this book really popular. So Indigo Ridge was a kind of like a TBR pick for my challenge, the challenge that I'm doing on BookTok. And oh my gosh, I loved it so much. It's basically a Friends with Benefits, but make it a murder mystery at the same time. Like, it was so freaking good. So now, I didn't know that the entire series was on Kindle Unlimited, so I'm definitely going to read the second book now, because I was like, well, I have to now buy the paperback and I need to wait for it to arrive. And that happens to me a lot, where I'm really just impatient and lazy, and I just don't want to wait for the book to arrive. So I just never end up reading them, or I end up reading them like so long after. But now that the series is on Kindle Unlimited, like, I can't wait to read the second one, which I think it's Juniper Heal, I believe. Next one is a romance, a kind of like a summer romance. I know we're not in summer anymore, but just put this in your list. The Infinity Between Us by Ennis Perkins, and I read her first book last year. I believe it was last year. I don't remember if what I think it was last year. And this new book, The Infinity Between Us, was a new release from this year, and it's on Kindle Unlimited, which is so, so cool. So make sure to check it out. Again, it's a summer romance, but if you know what, if you don't like fall and you really like summer and you really want summer vibes, although it's fall, go ahead and read it, because why not? Next one is also a self-improvement book / finances kind of book. This one is I Will Teach You How to Be Rich. The reason why I put this one on the list is because I actually was going to buy this book because it was also really, really recommended on YouTube. Like, when I say really, like, I say really recommended. So it's basically, it says, I will teach you to be rich. No guilt, no excuses, no BS, just a 6-week program that works. And to be honest, I need that so much in my life. As I said before, like, it's not even funny. I'm a really compulsive buyer, laughing through the pain. But no, it's seriously an issue, and I've been trying to really cut back and hold back because I just need to learn, and I've been learning how to make better financial decisions. So yeah, so definitely I wanted to just put this book in the list because first, it's on Kindle Unlimited, so that's amazing, and second, if you need this kind of book, then hop right in because I am definitely going to read it soon. Next one is a fantasy series that I really, really, really want to read, but it's just kind of those series that are so long that I never end up reading because they're so freaking long. It's the Zodiac Academy series. I know people absolutely freaking love this series. I know. Like, I do want to read the book. I literally have it in my, like, in my Kindle library right now, and I've had that for months, but I just never get to it. Really pisses me off because I know this series is good. I know you guys have told me time and time again that this series is really good. So I want to get to it. I'm really going to try. I want to read so many books. Oh my gosh. So yeah, this one, the entire series, you guys, the entire series. There are 9 books in the series. Every single book is on Kindle Unlimited. So get to reading because those are a lot of books. And these are not like very short books. Each book has like 400, 500 pages. So yeah. Next one is, okay, so as you guys maybe saw on recent YouTube videos, on my reading wrap-ups, on my last reading wrap-up, I read The Buy-In by Emma Sinclair, and it's basically a series, so it's a series of 3 books. That was the first book, and I really, really liked it. It was cute. It's a second chance romance. It was really cute. I really liked it. And the entire series is on Kindle Unlimited, which I didn't know. I literally just found out today looking through the books. So I'm so happy that the entire series is on Kindle Unlimited. Okay, next one is by Monica Murphy. And I haven't read anything by this author. And I know she's like very popular now, but I haven't gotten around to reading her books. Yeah, it's basically a series. The one that I'm gonna tell you guys, it's the Lancaster series. So the first one is Things I Wanted to Say, the second one is A Million Kisses in Your Lifetime, and the last one is Promises We Meant to Keep. And all of these books are on Kindle Unlimited. So if you wanted to read anything by Monica Murphy and you hadn't already, just know that it's on Kindle Unlimited and you can read it now. So it's so cool. Let's continue to another one. I was looking through like the series that Amazon recommends, and it's so funny to me that there is sometimes, like, it sometimes happens where there's men on the covers. Some authors use these same men. Okay, next one is The Sinner's Duet by Sophie Lark. This is another dark romance series which I haven't read, but I really, really, really like Sophie Lark. One of my favorite authors, and she has a lot of just dark romance and mafia romances, but I feel like there's maybe a little bit more subtle dark romance and mafia romance, so I think that's why I really, really like them. But yeah, overall, I just know that I'm going to read every single book by Sophie Lark at some point. So I just wanted to mention that. Next one is a book by Penelope Douglas. It's Birthday Girl. And I haven't really read many books by Penelope Douglas because I don't really like their books. I don't know. The only one that I did actually enjoy was Birthday Girl and a little bit of Punk 57. So I usually just don't pick up their books, you know, but if you do like Penelope Douglas, I believe they have a lot of books on Kindle Unlimited. Next one is Faking with Benefits by Lily Gold, and this one also has been really popular on BookTok lately, and I feel like it's a rom-com. It has a rom-commy cover, you know, but I think I've heard that it's spicy. I'm not really sure, but it's really popular. Like, it has 10,000 reviews, almost 11,000 reviews on Amazon. That's insane. It's basically a French lovers reverse harem romance, and I really like the cover. It's really pretty. It looks really cute, but I'm guessing it's not really cute. It's more than cute, if you know, you know. Okay, next one that I have here is By a Thread by Lucy Score, because if you liked Things We Never Got Over, which is so, so, so popular, it literally blew up this year, like, insanely. Don't hate me, I haven't read it yet. I know people say it's amazing. I need to get to it. I'm just really scared that it's literally gonna shard at me, but she has other books, and one of those is By a Thread. It's a grumpy boss romantic comedy. But yeah, if you want a book by Lucy Score and you really like that author, By a Thread, you can look it up. The next one is not so much a recommendation, but I know this book has been like all over BookTok, really, really all over BookTok for kind of a while, honestly. It's Hunting Adeline by H.D. Carlton, and it's a series of, I believe it's a duet. Yeah, it's a duet, and it says the cat and mouse duet, and Hunting Adeline is basically book number one. But I just want to stress, please look up trigger warnings for this book, because I just know that it has a really dark romance. Maybe, I don't know, for other people it's not that dark, but just look up trigger warnings just in case. But yeah, either way, I think I'm gonna read this book, so people really like it, so I'm definitely gonna read it. And the last recommendation for this episode, which is a book that I am going to read, it's literally on my TBR, the next book that I'm going to read, and I cannot freaking wait. It's Icebreaker by Hannah Grace. And she's become, like, wow, like, it's insane how BookTok can literally transform the lives of so many authors, so many people. She's like, this is her first book, I believe. Like, that is insane to me. And people actually adore her book. Almost 10,000 reviews. That is amazing. And it's her first book. Like, I know she's gonna be like one of the most famous authors, you know. So I'm really glad it's on Kindle Unlimited. And I just want to say, her cover is one of the prettiest covers I've seen in a while. Like, I really, really like the detailing. It has people on the cover, but it's those cartoonish people on the covers. But overall, just the entire book, when you like have the book in your hands, like the paperback, it's so pretty. Like, the finish of the book, like the pages are really nice. The cover is insanely beautiful. The colors, like, I love everything about the cover. I'm really obsessed. But I'm definitely going to read this book, and I cannot wait. So I hope you guys read it. It's a I think it's a college romance, but it's a spicy college romance. So yeah, basically that is going to be a bit of part one, well, actually part two of Kindle Unlimited book recommendations for this podcast, because I already did a part one, but this is going to be part two. I'm obviously going to keep making many, many parts for Kindle Unlimited recommendations, because it's so cool how Kindle Unlimited, like, has new recommendations, and they put like new books and new authors every single month. So definitely stay tuned. But I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast episode. Let me know if you have read any of these books in the comments section of this podcast. There's actually a question section. Happy Monday. I hope you guys have new recommendations. Again, let me know if you read any of these, if you have read any of these. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Let me know if you want specific podcast episodes. You can follow the Instagram's podcast. We have an Instagram for the podcast. It's at the latest chapter pod. And I post a bunch of things. We have a fun time there. And yeah, I love you so much, you guys. Make sure to follow. And if you do follow, I will see you next Monday with a new chapter. I love you. Bye.